All right, and let's take a call from David in Kenmore. Hello, David. Thanks for calling, David.
Yes, Doc, I've had a urinary infection and BHP problem for probably about 12 years now, and I've had right now I'm wearing a catheter for about the last 6 months. They're recommending a TURP procedure at the VA, and I'm wondering if there's a newer or more cutting edge, better procedure than that is recommended.
So the urinary tract problems are more due to your prostate growth? Is that
right? And then I got an infection out of that.
So, from the catheter, probably.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah. So, and there's no sign of any prostate cancer, I'm assuming?
No.
Okay. And what are you doing any other medications at this point? Or?
Just the Tansulfin.
Oh, uh-huh. Also called Flomax.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That doesn't seem to be doing anything, though.
Okay. And it's not as if you have a prostatitis, right? It's just a urinary tract infection.
Well, the prostate's obviously grown pretty large, mm-hmm. so it cuts off the urine, which is why I have a catheter.
Right. So, that sounds like something that needs some attention real soon here, and I would recommend seeing a urologist to...
Yeah, I've been doing that, and they're recommending a TURP, but that's pretty invasive, and I'm wondering if there's a better cutting-edge procedure.
You know, there is. I just heard about a procedure that's done recently, and basically our prostates are shaped like a donut, and our bladders kind of fit on top and empty through the middle. And what they found is they could, it's involving some kind of surgical procedure, but it removes just a part of the inside of the prostate to allow the bladder to empty more quickly. But as far as non-surgical approach, there's something called the Kryssolov diet. I don't know if you've heard of that. It is pretty strict. Dr. Kryssolov recommends eliminating coffee, alcohol, spicy foods, gluten, dairy. It's pretty tough for a lot of people. But all your favorites, right?
Yeah.
But it is true. I mean, you can do some food allergy or food sensitivity testing and see what might be irritating that. It also helps to exercise and get circulation moving through that area. Sometimes Kegel exercises, doing regular squeezing, pelvic squeezes to help raise the prostate up a little bit and the bladder. That can help empty things out more quickly. And Dr. Wright also recommends a combination of an amino acid called glycine, GLYCINE, and mixed with a curcumin extract called Meriva, MERIVA. And the glycine...
I just take turmeric every day. I do take a lot of teaspoons of turmeric every day.
Okay, good. Yeah, and of course, Dr. Wright has a good prostate support formula that has quite a number of things, including zinc and saw palmetto and boron and things to help support the prostate. One thing we try to do is inhibit an enzyme that causes that prostate to get bigger. So a lot of those natural therapies can help your body do that. So that's about it. Normally I'll recommend, quite a bit of curcumin, maybe three caps twice or even three times a day, see if you could shrink that down.
A teaspoon is what, about 3 caps? How much is a teaspoon? How many milligrams?
Oh, you're doing the powder.
Yeah, how many milligrams in a teaspoon?
Oh, gosh. It's probably at least 1,000. So that's great if you can sprinkle it on the food and it has a pretty good activity.
Take it down. You know, I just dip in. I have a 1 pound bag of it, so I just take my fingers and dip in and throw it in my mouth and throw some water down, wash it down.
That's great. I think you might get better absorption by taking something fatty with it. You know, you could do a little yogurt or maybe a little butter or ghee with it if you can handle the dairy.
I take a tablespoon of fish oil a day, too.
There you go.
Take it with that.
That's
great. Should probably take, when you take the fish oil, shouldn't you I'm low in acid and betaine or HCl, so should I take maybe one or two HCLs with the fish oil?
Oh, to help with absorption?
Yeah, because it doesn't require hydrochloric acid to...
Right. Well, yeah, it doesn't really. Although hydrochloric acid has been shown to stimulate your pancreas to eject more pancreatic enzymes that help with fat digestion, so that might be worthwhile. But
I take I take at least a couple of hydrochloric acid with my meal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, another product I've found helpful is something called beta-sitosterol.
Yeah, I have that, too.
You have that, too. Okay, you're doing all the right things. So.
Well, thank you very much, Doc.
Yeah, I wish I had an easy answer for you.
Well, we'll keep on chugging along and see what happens.
All right, David. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Take care.